Welcome to section number 5 of the Freedom Through Mindfulness mini self-empowerment series. This is section number 5, positive talk and congruent communication. So how we talk and communicate, it affects the way that we perceive, feel, and experience the world. So what we put out in life is what we get back. It's a mirror of how we look at things, how we do things, because energy flows where our attention goes. When we put our energy towards something, towards being a certain way, that's the kind of experience we have. It's like that glass half empty or half full. If we look at something with a positive attitude and excited, we get kind of a return that makes us feel fulfilled. But if we look at something going, oh, that doesn't look like much fun, chances are we're actually, while we're setting the stage, to not have much fun. And chances are afterwards you can go, I didn't like that. But we already predetermined how that outcome was going to be. Have you ever played with a magnifying glass? It focuses energy. If you played with it in the sun on a piece of paper, so you hold it up and put it on the piece of paper and it marshals, it focuses, funnels the energy of the sun on the paper, and you can burn the paper and you can actually light a fire with that. That's focused intention. Imagine your thoughts now, focusing your intention in the present moment on what you're doing, as compared to just being distracted off in your mind and you're just sort of operating, you know, kind of just not really paying attention automatically. Whatever you're doing, it's really not getting that much of your time and attention. And so our perceptions, they create our life experiences, how we experience things. Remember the perception filters. Whatever's on the screen of our mind, when we're distracted, when we're off in thought, whatever is in our thoughts, that's tainting everything. That's sort of superimposing those feelings and emotions on what we do. But when we're present, our emotions are clear in the moment. Remember that good dream and bad dream that I talked about earlier? You know, we wake up from a really bad dream and God, we're just looking at everything, breathing really heavy. We're in fight or flight. Our breathing's really tense and tight, and we're looking around the room and we're all stressed. We just woke up and everything's fine, but we were perceiving this scary dream, this bad dream, and that's how we're looking at life. And so we look at everything in the room feeling, oh God, it really is not a good way to start our day, and it can just lead into the whole rest of the day not feeling good. But if we wake up from a good dream, we wake up, we're feeling wonderful, and we're just feeling great. Our body's relaxed and at ease. The whole rest of the day just, I don't know, seems to just flow that much better. Clear perceptions. When we're present, when we do our awareness practice and we're present in the moment, everything flows better. We have clear perceptions. We're able to meet life in the moment and create conscious intentions and deliberate action in life, and we're able to create our goals. We're able to feel better, create intentions, and follow through with things and just feel better about ourselves. Okay, now I'm just going to take a little sidetrack for a moment. We'll get back to the video content in just a moment. For those of you on YouTube, okay, who found me there, that just keep watching this video. I know it's 3/4 of the way through the series, but watch this video to the end and see what you think. If you like it, click the like button. And then when you're done that in the intro down below, then click the link and go to my website where you can watch the rest there. Now, this series, it's about using mindfulness to help overcome things such as if you're feeling stressed or anxiety or tense, or maybe you feel angry all the time, or maybe you feel lost or distracted all the time, you have trouble focusing on things, or maybe you hide your real self, you're afraid to voice, you know, your own opinion, or you sort of mask your true feelings. Like everything, you know, you look like you're okay on the outside, you're holding it all together, but on the inside, you're actually not okay at all. Maybe you feel self-critical or judgmental or overwhelmed or stuck in negative thoughts a lot of time in these negative snowball loops in your head. Maybe you feel unhappy or unfulfilled with your life or how life is turning out. Or maybe you feel unworthy or not good enough or that you're a bad person or afraid to follow your dreams. Or maybe you do follow your dreams, but just things just never turn out and you can't seem to achieve your goals. Or something just always sabotages your results. Or maybe you are suffering with OCD or PTSD or ADHD, things like that. My name is Arnie Peterson. I'm a therapist from beautiful Victoria, BC, Vancouver Island, and I work with people with private sessions online through video and in person, and helping them to resolve these kinds of issues, to build self-confidence and build emotional resilience, to be able to feel good about themselves and to achieve their goals. And I use modalities such as mindfulness-based counseling, hypnotherapy, and a much more in-depth version of this program to help people get there. And this program here, it's not about that. Okay, it's not about that at all, about therapy. It's about self-help, this program right here. And it's about, and it's completely free, it's about how to learn and understand about your inner workings, your subconscious mind, how your blocks, you know, things block you, and working through those blocks and getting clear on your goals and moving through your challenges on your own at home. And it's absolutely free, no sign up required. So if you like this video when you finish it, click the like button on YouTube and maybe share it and maybe subscribe. And then down in the description, click the link. It'll take you to my website, to the page where this video program is. And as I said, there's no sign up required, totally free. Everything's laid out really nice in order, really easy to go through things. Start with the introduction. At the bottom of every video, there's a download button where you can download the audio onto your phone. Makes it really super convenient. You're driving or walking or cooking dinner in the kitchen. You're able to listen to this program and do work on it on your own. And so when you do that, make sure that, and this is for everybody to hear, that you take a week in between. And it's really important, do the awareness practice every day if you can. This will add up and help you more than everything. It's the thing that ties everything in this program together. And so every video section, spend about a week to spend time to contemplate it and go through it a few times and to really implement it into your life and make it real, make it habitual, sink it into your subconscious. We need time and we need to practice things physically to really learn them and integrate them into our long-term memory. So back to section number 5, positive talk and congruent communication. What we practice is what we get. So how we do things, that's sort of what comes back to us in life. Einstein, you know, he said it really well when he said we can't solve a problem from the same line of thinking that created the problem. So if we focus on our problems, we just support more problems to happen. But it's important to understand the problem, to look into it a little bit and contemplate what is the problem, get clear on that. What seems to be causing the problem? When we get into, you know, the understanding of what the problem is, you know, this isn't just the byproduct of the problem, that we get into the root cause more of what's causing it. Then we go, okay, this is how it's affecting my life. And what kind of solutions can I take? And at that point in time, we need to rise above the problem. Otherwise, we're just going to, you know, from the same line of thinking, we can't solve the problem. We have to rise above into solution-based thinking. And that's where this program comes in. We're able to move beyond things and transcend the problems and learn new ways that create the change we want. Because if we want our life to change, we have to be willing to change. And as I said before, we're wanting something in our life to change. We're feeling stressed or anxious or afraid all of the time. We don't feel good about ourselves. Well, we don't want to feel that. We want that to change so we can feel better. So if we want that to change, we have to change the way we live our life. We have to change the way we look at ourselves. We have to change the way we meet life and our habits and behaviors that align with feeling better. Okay, so change requires change. And don't be scared. I know change brings up all of our stuff, but this program will help you one step at a time and you will get there. Now think of the grocery store, talking about, you know, positive talk and congruent communication, aligning with, you know, our intentions, our goals, aligning the way we communicate, aligning the way we express ourselves, aligning our actions with our goals. So have you ever noticed, you go to the grocery store and you thank the teller, thank you, and the teller, you know, they say, not a problem, or they say, don't worry about it. Well, I didn't know there was a problem, and I wasn't worrying about it till now. But that sort of negative way of thinking, problem-oriented way of thinking, it just comes out in our language. When we start looking at our language, we can start to get a good sense of what kind of belief systems we have, if they're supportive or non-supportive. Now think of your car. Okay, say you have a car and it breaks down, and then later on you're talking to your friend and they say, you know, how was your day? And you say, oh God, my car, you know, it broke down, and you know, and I had to call a mechanic, and it was really expensive, and the money that I had saved up for my trip, I had to spend that. Now I have no more money for my trip, and then I had to wait for the car to get done, and I was late, and so on and so forth. And your friend's sitting there going, oh my God, that sounds horrible. Here's another way to look at it. Your friend asks, hey, how was your day? Oh, wow, I had quite the interesting day. You know, my car broke down and I ended up just, you know, I called this mechanic. It turned out that they were available right then. They were really nice, and they came in with a tow truck. They took my car away and they gave me a ride in the tow truck, and then they gave me a loaner car, and it was really, really nice. And then only just hours later, they called me and they say, we fixed your car and you can come pick it up. And I was really grateful that the money that I had for my trip, that I had in savings, that I had the money to pay for it, to fix it. It just turned out really, really great. It was a really good experience. Can you see the difference? The car still broke down either way, but the one was very disempowering. It took from you. It made this experience, it made life seem against you. But the other one was very empowering. It made it seem like everything was flow. Even though the car broke down, you got it fixed and you met this great mechanic. Now you've got a really great mechanic that you can recommend to people if you ever need them again. And the whole, you just felt very empowered that you were able to take charge and do something about it, and everything flowed and worked out. And that money that, wow, I had that money, it was available. Chances are from that attitude, the money is gonna replace itself very, very quickly. Now, I want to talk about energy. From a scientific perspective, everything's energy. And so I want to talk about it in a certain kind of way for a certain reason. That, you know, what we put out there is what we get back in a way. What we focus on is what we get. And I want to talk about sympathy and a thing called sympathetic vibrations. And a good way to explain it is through science. This tuning fork, it's a particular frequency. If you put it in a piece of wood in a hole, and then another tuning fork and a piece of wood in a hole, and if they're the same frequency, okay, and you get this tuning fork going, and if I tap it and I get it going, you can hear it, and I hold it up to my face, I can feel this tuning fork. There's an energy there you can't deny. I can feel it, I can hear it. Now you get this one going, and the one beside it that you didn't tap, it starts vibrating because it's of the same frequency. It knows itself. They're like-minded, and so the other one starts resonating. Now you stop this one, and this one's vibrating, and you take your hand off, and then this one will start vibrating again. It's called sympathetic vibrations. Now, why is this relative to sympathy? Well, we all have the full range of emotions in our human capacity. And I know it's not really tuning forks we have, but imagine we have little tuning forks that represent all of the different vibrational or emotional frequencies within our body. And say with, you know, depression or sadness, it's a very heavy, dense energy. You know, you can feel it if you're depressed. You know, it's It's like hard to just get out of bed, hard to have the energy to even walk. It's like your boots are just filled with muck and glue and you can barely get your feet off the floor and your head's down. And he's like, oh, everything's looking down. But when you're feeling happy and joyful and excited, you're filled with energy. Your feet, they're just like you're walking on clouds and you're looking up, you're standing tall and everything's looking up. Your language even represents everything's looking up. So we know that's a higher frequency. It just makes sense. It's even in our language. With sympathy, somebody feels sad because we have this little tuning fork that represents sadness of that frequency. What happens? Sympathetic vibrations. Sympathy knows sympathy. So we felt sympathy. We have that capacity. We felt sadness. So we sympathize for them. And what happens is our sympathy, our sadness tuning fork begins to vibrate. Just like this, where we put the other tuning fork and it begins to vibrate. It knows itself. They resonate with each other. Okay, does that make sense? Sympathy. When we sympathize for somebody, it resonates our tuning fork, and that's why we feel it. Now, why does this matter? Say you're focusing on something, you know, the negative perspective of how your car broke down and you're really unhappy and you're complaining. That frequency is a lot lower than the other example of the higher emotion of it. I feel really excited that, you know, everything worked out with my car and the great mechanic. It's a very different frequency. What happens is you're literally sending that energy frequency of the sadness, you know, the upset, the unhappiness into your body that my car broke down. And it's actually creating sympathetic vibrations with all the cells in your body of that negative energy, and it drops your energy of your body, and your body ends up just not feeling as good. And so then that entrains with your thoughts in your mind, and then your thoughts get more negative, and then your body, you know, all the cells in your body get that lower frequency, and pretty soon this, it just takes over, and you're on a roll of negativity. But the same thing happens with positivity. When we focus on something positive, it takes over and you start actually resonating and expressing that into your cells. Your body feels good, so that sends the good high frequencies into your mind, because everything's energy and energy affects energy. You know, when you're around another person and your energy field, you're feeling really good, and another person's energy field's feeling really good, what happens is your energies, they intertwine, and there are these interference patterns where your energy and their energy interferes with each other, and it takes on the power of each other's good mood, and your energy raises. You just feel amazing. But if you go in a room and somebody's really negative and they're really unhappy and it just drops your energy, that's what happens. It's a destructive interference pattern that their energy, your energy gets pulled down into that energy. There's a little more to it I'm not going to get in today, because it's a little bit in depth of how that happens. But what you put out there is what you get. And so your words, the way you express yourself, the way you sort of express through your perceptions, what you focus on, it really affects your life and your life experience and how you feel about things. Okay, so intentions are very important. Words have power. Intentions have power. So be conscious when you go to do something. Set an intention before you go there. So if you don't, you just go in there on autopilot. If you have these old programs of not feeling good about yourself, low self-esteem, low self-worth, you know, unresolved trauma, you have fears and social phobia, you know, you get panic attacks, or you have social anxiety, you're going to predetermine a situation in advance that it's not going to be very supportive to you, probably. And, you know, your subconscious mind might even want to keep you from going by giving you a panic attack or anxiety, and you just go, no, I'm not going to go. It's protecting you to keep you away from an experience that you would feel too much emotion in, and it doesn't want you to feel that. So instead, when you get a sense of, okay, I'm going to go do this thing, I'm going to set an intention. I'm going to imagine seeing everything working out, and I'm going to imagine seeing everybody smile. I'm going to imagine the experience, the positive experience with the mechanic and them being a great mechanic, the loaner car, the tow truck, and everything working out. And I'm going to see myself after going, that was an amazing experience. Then when you go there and you do your awareness practice and you're in the middle of the, you know, the interactions, Go into your breathing, ground yourself, do your awareness practice. If you've been practicing at home in a safe place, in a place where you keep coming back to your breath and you keep coming back to your body when you get distracted away, what'll happen is you have that automatic habit after a month of doing that every day. You come back and you connect back and anchor back to the association of a safe place. So as you go into your breathing, everything's okay. It calms your nervous system down and it starts to calm your perceptions down, and your thoughts start to align and entrain like the tuning fork with the positive outcome that you put into that intention. And it starts to flow and your experience goes better. Okay, so use that. Set intentions before you do things. That makes a really big difference. Now I want to tell a little bit of a story here. Have you heard of Mother Teresa? I don't know much about her, but I read something about her that it really aligned with this. That there was this rally where these people were trying to stop war, and they were putting it on, and they had signs and people and everything, and they were trying to stop war, and they saw Mother Teresa was there, and they went and talked to her, and they said, "Mother Teresa, oh, it's wonderful to meet you. Would you be a part of our rally to stop war?" And all she said was, "If you put on a rally to support peace, I will be there." Now, do you see where I'm going with this? The words war were not in there. We're trying to stop war, but it's still relative to war, okay? And so when she said, "If you put on a rally to support peace, I will be there," there was no war in that. There was only peace. That was the intention. Do you see the difference? That's what we need to do if we want to feel peace within ourselves. It's really what we focus on is what we get. We need to focus on peace then inside. We need to, if we want to feel more love in ourselves, in our life, we need to love ourselves. If we want to, you know, be more patient in life, we need to be more patient with what we feel within ourselves. If we want to enjoy life more, we need to enjoy and appreciate things about ourselves more. If we want to accomplish more, we need to follow through with our inner commitments and our inner self boundaries and our inner needs and self-care, and then we're going to be able to accomplish anything. Do you see this? Because what we do on the inside, what we do is what we do is what we get. What we practice is what we get. What we focus on is what we get. They say, you are what you eat. You are who you hang out with. You are what you focus and think about. That's your life experience, what you're thinking about. So as you're present and you're engaging with life, that supports you to be open and available for life and in a place of curiosity and excitement and flow. So what's the first thing that you say and focus on when you meet up with a friend? Is it negative or positive? Is it focusing on feeling good, the way you want to go in life, or is it focusing on stuff you don't really want in your life? Contemplate that. So now I want to go to the last little part. So do you have supportive or unsupportive thoughts while navigating problems? So are you just focusing on the negativity of the problem? Are you just getting stuck on the problem, complaining? Or are you focusing on, okay, here's a problem. What can I do to make this better? What kind of a solution can I create? Which way do you focus there? All right, the next one, are you supportive? Do you have supportive or unsupportive thoughts with your accomplishments? When you achieve something, do you beat yourself up and go, oh, I could have done better, I did this, but yeah, but it's not quite right? Or do you focus on it and go, wow, that was really amazing. That was such an experience. I'm really glad I did that. Very different energy that you're sending into your body and your mind. Very different feeling. Now, do you have supportive or unsupportive thoughts with your goals? Do you get excited with your goals? I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to this. Or do you just talk yourself down from your goals? There's no point. I'm not going to finish it anyway. I don't think I can do that. And do you just halfway along lose confidence? Well, that's why. If you want to follow through with your goals, you got to support yourself in a positive way and mentor yourself through it. That's how you get things done in a really good way. And then every step you take in your goal, when you've supported and done the steps with feeling good and excitement and curiosity, when you've completed the goal and you're there at the end, you feel amazing because it was with 100 steps of every step you took to do the goal, with feeling good about yourself. So you obviously, it's 100 steps of feeling good about yourself times 100. And so it's 100 times of feeling good when you've completed it. Do you see what I mean? But if you've beat yourself up along the way and you've complained, it's 100 steps of complaints and not feeling good. So when you've completed it, you don't even care about them. You just feel horrible. You want to create another goal to just, you know, cover up this one, or you just give up. And so what you focus on is what you get. Very important. I really kind of leave you with that and then go into the awareness practice, that it helps to solve problems and to accomplish your goals. Being present gives you your point of power to see these things and then to make conscious change. And remember section 4, self-discipline. It takes, you know, a lot of healthy self-discipline to follow through in positive ways to make these changes, but you can do it. The awareness practice, coming back to your body every day, that discipline, coming back to your feeling sensations. A million times you get pulled away. This is no good. I'm useless at this. Just observe your thoughts and come back. Keep coming back. Practice in a safe place, because then you're anchoring to the association of safety every time you come back to your body and feelings, telling your subconscious mind you're safe. So that will support you to be able to be present and create positive intentions moving forward. Okay, so now, if you like this video, click the like button if you're on YouTube. And if you're not on YouTube, if you're watching it on your website, go ahead if you want, go to YouTube. I'd love it if you went there and click the like button, because it helps people find this, and you're then helping more people to get to this program to help them in their lives. But if you're on YouTube, click the like button, share it, and subscribe, and then go down in the description and click the link. Go to the website. Everything's laid out really nice, and there's the download audios right there. And start from the introduction and take a week in between each sections, everybody, to contemplate and really integrate this stuff and make it a part of your everyday life. So I hope you've enjoyed this video, and I look forward to seeing you in the next section, which is the last section of the program, troubleshooting. And I wish you an absolutely wonderful rest of your day.